are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
Well, today we're going to talk about becoming more optimistic. Becoming more optimistic. I think, again, that this is something that a lot of people eschew because they don't understand what it means. We used to talk about in Unity, and I'm sure Jerome has heard this term before, you get people who believe the concepts of metaphysics, and then you get people who are, the term is not a nice term, but you do hear people throw it around, a bliss ninny, a person who's just always, and everything's going to be perfect, and everything's going to be great, and everything. That's not positive thinking. That's not being optimistic. That's being a little naive, in my opinion. The thing is, the future is going to look a lot like the present. You can make some changes and you can make some improvements. However, things are going to transpire exactly as they are. When I was speaking one time in Phoenix, I was doing an after dinner speech, and they had let everybody go for dinner, and I was having an early dinner in the hotel restaurant. And at the table next to me was a group of women, and they were all part of the event where I was speaking, and they were looking at the program for the evening, and they said, "Who is this Will Bowen guy?" And somebody else said, "I don't know, some positive thinking guy." And it really struck me how we tend to think of somebody who is positive as being naive, irritating. Yes, because why? Because we want to be in our own misery. That's why. So we tend to think of somebody who is positive as reminding us that we too ourselves can make that choice. But unfortunately, most of us don't. We choose to be angry and upset a lot of the time. We choose to be focused on what is missing. So the interesting thing about that story I want to share with you is that as I was sitting there at the table, I pulled out my smartphone and I Googled the word positive. And the word positive means present. It literally means present. The word negative means absent. All right. When you're in school, you used to have to answer present, absent. Nobody, of course, answered absent, but you always had the smarty pants guy. That was me who would do that. Anyway, everybody would say present or absent. So present is what is being positive, literally means being present. When you think of our system of electricity and the very electricity that's running everything we're using right now to connect with one another, when you think of that, it is based on alternating current. It is on, it is off. It is on, it is off. It is on, it is off. And it cycles on and off so fast that we don't even realize it, nor do our appliances. But if one moment it's positive, which means it's present, which means it's on, the next moment the negative means that it is off. And one of the things that we know about electricity is that we need both the positive and the negative. Now, the same is true in our lives. We need the negative because the negative is what is missing, is what drives us forward. So the way to be more optimistic is to be more present. I've done talks on mindfulness. I've done day-long seminars on mindfulness. It's something I work on myself. And mindful is literally focusing only on what is present. The mindfulness exercise and the mindfulness meditation that I teach, and the Zazen that Thich Nhat Hanh teaches, and the walking Zen, is all about being only there with what is, not concerned about what is missing or what might happen. Notice how we use the term look forward. Human beings with our prefrontal cortex, we look forward. We anticipate. We're the only animals that do that. We look forward. The challenge is, are we looking forward to something that we're excited about, or are we looking forward to something we're dreading? And before you go, well, of course, we only look forward to something we're excited about. Bull. Most of the time, people are worried and focused on something that is in the distance. Now, why is that important? Because life only exists now. Life only exists now. You're only alive now. One of the things that I discovered in writing two international best-selling books on happiness is that one of the tricks that happy people use to remain happy is they always have something to look forward to. Okay? Now, when I say they have something to look forward to, in your mind, you automatically think they're looking forward to something good, something fun, something pleasurable, something enjoyable. The thing is, if you're multitasking right now, come back to me. You need to hear this. We all look forward. It's the curse of being a human being. When we look forward with worry, we are almost by definition less happy, because when we look forward with expectation, that is one of the things that human beings, that happy people do. They look forward to something good, okay? They look forward to something good, something that's going to make them happy. Most people, the unhappy people, still look forward, but they look forward to the things that they don't want to have happen, and they suffer in the moment. Because life only happens in the moment. And the ego tells us, well, if this actually that I'm worried about doesn't happen, if my candidate doesn't lose, or if this tropical storm headed for the Keys changes its mind, then I'll be... No, you're in a mode. You're in a mode. You need to begin to focus on what is present, what you can do. Remember, happy people accept the worst possible outcome and do what they can to improve upon it. Not fix it, improve upon it. So, for example, right now, Tuesday morning, we should, if the models are correct and they have not changed in a while, I just had this silly idea of the old all model band. Remember with Robert Palmer back in the 80s? If those models, no, I'm just kidding. If the hurricane models and trackers are correct, Tuesday morning we should be having 60 mile an hour winds here. So what am I going to do? First of all, I'm going to continue to check the models periodically. I've already in my mind made a grocery list. I'm going to make sure I have the things that I need to last for several days. I tend to already overly stock up. So I'm focusing on what I can do. I'm being optimistic. I'm being positive, because you're only optimistic in the moment. What are you looking forward to? And if you're worried about something, what can you do about it? And then let it go. One of the things that I was not prepared for, and I've shared this before, is the way people drive here in Florida. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It is a polarity. You've got people who have retired and have moved down here and have rushed enough in their life, thank you very much, and they are not going to be rushed. And they've also given enough to this world that they can stay and do their speed in whatever lane they choose. And that is some, I'm not trying to be a smart ass here. I'm just saying that's the way it is. And then, of course, you've got people who grew up on Grand Theft Auto and now can afford Lamborghinis and Ferraris, which are all over here. And the way they drive is just frightening. The way they come around and just almost graze your bumper. And I realized that I was sitting there in my car so anxious because I was so worried about one of these people coming up from behind me at 120 miles an hour, because it was happening. And then it occurred to me, they don't want to tear up their $300,000 car just to get past my car. And all of a sudden, I stopped worrying about it. Being pessimistic is a choice. Being optimistic is a choice. Most people are far more pessimistic than they realize, and their energy makes them uncomfortable to be around. So it's interesting. When we talk about optimism, we tend to say, ah, well, optimists, what a pain to be around. It just depends on who the group is. And it's much more fun to be around people who are attempting to soar like eagles than those who are scratching like turkeys, right? Let me check in with your final comments. If there's anything else you want to share about optimism, just remember that it means to be present. What is here? What can I do? The storm is coming. I can go and put my paddle boards away. I can get my water snakes. I bought all these water snakes. They're about this big, and you put them in front of the windows, and they're called water pigs, actually. And they swell big time. They fill up with all the water. And so I'm going to do all those things. And other than that, not much else I can do. So if being optimistic, if having something to look forward to makes you happy, if you have something that you're constantly reminding yourself to dread, it makes you unhappy. And our goal is to be happy. Ed Wilmot, good for you, Ed. The quiet and natural sound of the North Woods this weekend, says Juanita and Dominic. Good to hear. Glad to hear that. Replying, Heather says, up north is always a good place to be. Needed to hear this today. Thanks, says Michelle Doherty. My honor as always. It's almost like meditating all day. I love it. So peaceful. Yes, move slow and experience the moment. There we go. See, this is a community. If you're the first time here in this community, be sure and let us know by saying first time. We'll send you some love. Hope you'll join us every single morning. And if you want to be reminded, we'll send this out to you in an email every single day. Go to willbowen.com, www.willbowen.com. And if you click on blog, or if you just wait on the page, it'll ultimately pop up inviting you to join. Make it a great day. Look forward to stuff. Stop worrying about things you can't do diddly about. And be happy in the moment. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.